Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I think this is our first Sunday after spring. Yes, first spring Sunday. So it's going to be quite warm this afternoon, and we'll really believe spring's coming. This week, our Lenten study continues on Thursday at the pub for pub nights. So we're combining and out in the community, 6 o'clock at the Frog and Firkin. If you haven't signed up, maybe you could just mention it. But if you find you can come, just come. And then on Friday, we've got our Cornell University Choir Concert, and that's going to be very exciting. It's their first stop on their Canadian tour this year, and we really want to fill the church. So as I said last week, please bring your neighbors, friends, family, and we want to give them a good first concert. That's Friday at 7:30. Alan has tickets today. They're available in the office during the week, and they're available at the door. And I just want to give you some advance notice. The plans are not in place for April 23rd, but the plan is for the commemoration of the van attack to have events, music at Mel Aspin Square pretty well all day, 9 in the morning till 6 at night, 6 o'clock and a 1:30 moment of silence and ceremony, also at Olive Square at 1:30, ceremony there as well. And after the 6 o'clock ceremony, they're hoping to have enough places for the crowd to disperse to various places in the community. And we're the first church who said yes. And so we will be looking for people to help with that. We don't know for sure if it's final, but we'll let you know those plans as soon as we can. And then a request for a little bit of help for anyone with a sewing machine that doesn't mind working with jersey material. All that needs to be done is a piece of fabric cut in half, sewn back together, and that's all we're asking for. But if anybody can do that, hopefully this week, please talk to me after the service and I can give you the material. And Leonard has some announcements.
We continue to ask you to pray for the candidates for confirmation. And next week at this service, you'll hear from them. They'll be telling you about their experience in preparation for confirmation and also why they want to be confirmed. And as part of their preparation, they've been asked to write a letter to the bishop, telling the bishop why they would like to be confirmed. So be ready for a treat next Sunday at this service, at the 10:30 service. I'm still working to see if I can persuade one of them to go to the 8 o'clock service, but I have not been as persuasive as I ought to be. So I did mention to the 8 o'clock service that if they would like to hear our confirmation candidates, they need to be at this service. So next Sunday, you'd hear from the 5 who are going to be confirmed. Where? At the cathedral, when? On April the 28th, 2-8, that is the Sunday after Easter. That is supposed to be Low Sunday, but we're not having any Low Sunday this year. Thanks for listening. God be with each and every one of us as we continue our journey through Lent. See you on Thursday or Friday or both. And Wednesday service at midday, we've resumed, so if you're here on Wednesday, please come at noon. Michael, you're on.